בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה יום רביעי בשבת קודש, יוד דלת בשבט לסדר יתרו.
So we were in the middle of this paragraph where the Or LeZion was discussing the mental and emotional preparation before doing any given mitzvah. We said that every mitzvah has a guf and a neshama. The guf of the mitzvah is the asiyah. What's the neshama of the mitzvah? The thought, the kavana, the dibur. And just like we find that the machshava and dibur are higher than ma'aseh, in other things it applies here too. Second paragraph. V'chein lehefich. The opposite is true as well. B'zeh le'umat zeh. P'gam ha'dibur kashe yoter mi'p'gam ha'ma'aseh. When a person blemishes his speech, when a person speaks inappropriately, that is worse than inappropriate actions. V'lachin, avon lashon hara garua yoter me'achilat isur. It's for that reason the Gemara says meforash that speaking lashon hara is actually worse than eating dvarim asurim. Shekechol she'adavar ruchani yoter, kach ma'alato gdola yoter. In life, the more spiritual any matter is, the higher level it is. ובפרט לימוד תורה בעיון, שעולם המחשבה גבוה יותר. ולכן תלמיד חכם שחושב ומעמיק בתורה, שכרו יותר ממי שמערער בדברי תורה בלא עמקות.
When you're thinking in Torah, learning Torah בעיון, it's a greater level when you're thinking בעיון than if you're just thinking and learning kind of superficially.
וחשוב יותר מקיום גוף המצוות. It's even greater than במקיים the actual מצוות. ולכן אמרו חכמים, ותלמוד תורה כנגד כולם. ולכן, לפני כל לימוד יחשוב שבא לקיים מצוות עשה של ולימדתם אותם. Before you sit down, see, you can even say it if you like. Right here, see that? There's a bunch of תפילות and לשם ייחוד. Before you sit down to learn in the morning. And it says over there, you have כוונה to be מקיים למצווה ולימדתם אותם, which is מצוות עשה של תלמוד תורה. ובשעה שלומד ומוצא מפיו. Person should always, by the way, don't only learn במחשבה, learn the dibur. Try to enunciate the words. Otiyot machkimot. It's good to say the words.
Ubifrat kshechozer limudo chazara yizkor shemkayim od mitzvah shel veshinantam levanecha.
Chazara is an extra mitzvah, not only the basic level of Talmud Torah, but veshinantam. What's veshinantam? Shanun, sharp. You only sharpen the words of Torah through chazara.
Uchmon shederushu chazal shu divrei Torah mechudadin beficha. שאם ישאלך אדם, אל תגמגם ותאמר לו, אלא אמור לו מיד.
The Torah has to be so sharp in our mouths that if somebody asks you a question, fire. Don't immediately, on demand, daf, siman, saif, efo. That's how sharp the words of Torah have to be. To which the Gemara says, what's the definition? איזהו תלמיד חכם? What is a תלמיד חכם? How do you define it, Talmud Chacham? Kol she'shoalin oto dvar halacha bechol makom ve'oneh. If you're able to ask him halacha in anywhere, shisha sidrei mishnah, arba chilkei shulchan aruch, and he's able to immediately pinpoint the answer, that is a Talmud Chacham. A lot. More than you think. More than you think. Now,
וכך, גם בשאר מצוות, למשל, בשעה שניגש להניח תפילין, יתבונן בגודל העניין הנחת תפילין.
Before you put it on in the morning, before you don תפילין, think about what you're about to do. How lofty it is. The תפילין is an אות between us and הקדוש ברוך הוא.
זכר ליציאת מצרים. יציאת מצרים is in the תפילין. שיעבוד, our subjugation to הקדוש ברוך הוא, קבלת עול מלכות שמיים is there. Everything's in the תפילין. שהם מורים על ייחודו, שהוא יחיד בעולמו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is the absolute single one in the entire world, ואשר לו הכוח והממשלה בעליונים ותחתונים לעשות בהם כרצונו.
By the way, this is not some like, you know, super deep Kabbalistic כוונות. You open up שולחן ערוך, אורח חיים סימן קפה, you see this is the כוונה that you have to have every morning before you put on תפילין.
ייחוד השם יתברך, זכר ליציאת מצרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא is omnipotent and controls the עליונים ותחתונים, all these כוונות every time you put on תפילין. And if you don't have those כוונות, you're יוצא מצוות תפילין only בדיעבד. וכן,
כתוב, וכן, בגמר האכילה, כשניגש ליטול ידיו מים אחרונים כדי לברך ברכת המזון, יתבונן שבא כעת לברך את השם, ברכת המזון, or any other ברכה אחרונה. Stop and think for a second. I'm about to bless הקדוש ברוך הוא. סיפר לי אחד שקם בבוקר ממיטתו ונטל ידיו שחרית וקשר נעלה ונטל ידיו שוב, ולפתע מצא את עצמו מברך ברכת המזון, משום שחשב שנטל ידיו מים אחרונים וממלמל כרגלו. Hamension said somebody once told him a story. He woke up in the morning, he did netila, and then he put on his shoes and did netila again, and then instead of saying birkot ha-shachar, he started saying birkat ha-mazon, because he had thought that he did mayim acharonim, so he was saying birkat ha-mazon. It's funny, but it's kind of like, yeah, that's us, autopilot. That's exactly it. You know what I'm saying? Now, instead of turning on the birkot ha-shachar autopilot, he turned on the, you know, the birkat ha-mazon. וידיעת ההלכות היא הכנה יותר גדולה לקיום המצוות. The greatest preparation for any given mitzvah is knowing, learning, reviewing the halachot. Yes? Purim, 30 days from today. How many people chazer ilchot Purim? From beginning to end. Ilchot Megillah, ilchot Mishloach Manot, all these things. Pesach, after that, how many people review or learn even for the first time all of ilchot Pesach? You want to prepare for the mitzvah in the most optimal way? Learn the halachot. There's no greater, you know, the difference between a person who just does the mitzvot because he's used to versus a person who comes prepared with the halachot under his belt is shamayim va'aretz. You know what I'm saying? וכשם שאי אפשר להשיג ארבעת המינים בלא מעות, כך אי אפשר לקיימם בלא ידיעת ההלכות. He gives an example, just like ארבעת המינים, לולה ואתרוג, you can't fulfill לולה ואתרוג without money, you got to buy it. So too, you can't fulfill the mitzvot without buying it with the halachot. The kinyan for the mitzvah is the halachot, that's the money. What are you doing? Well, I'm doing what everyone else is doing. No, no, you're just an empty keli. And he says, ולכן, yeah, I mean, a nice empty keli, but you're just empty. ולכן, you know, I ask people all the time, how is it that you, you know, sometimes people ask shailas, even we'll call them b'nei Torah, tamdei chachamim, ask shailas that are mifurash, mamash, mifurash in Shulchan Aruch, mifurash in Mishnah Berurah, and then, like, after giving the answer, I ask, you weren't even toreach? You didn't bother yourself to walk over to the shelf to open up a Shulchan Aruch? You can't be bothered to do that? You can't be bothered to look into Mishnah Berurah before you? How do you enter any Yom Tov without looking at the basic, I'm not telling you in the Sugiyot and Tur Bet Yosef, I'm telling you just basic Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. How do you allow yourself to enter any Yom Tov without doing that first? And people are like, this guy's nuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, how? There's so much. Just even, okay, let's say not Shulchan Aruch. Open up a Yalkut Yosef, a Kitzur, something. Show Hashem that you care. ולכן, מן הראוי לעסוק קודם כל חג במצוות הבאות בו מזמן לזמן. Every חג. Purim is coming. Pesach is coming. All these ימים טובים are coming. Learn the הלכות כדי שיזכה לקיימם כדת וכהלכה. So that you know how to fulfill them according to halakha. Don't just roll into a Yom Tov like something that the cat dragged in. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared. Somebody asks you something about Hilchot Purim. Yeah? What happens if I spoke in the middle of the Megillah? Do I have to be Chozer? Do I continue? Do I go back to the beginning? I don't know. ולא ידע בשכבה ובקומה. לא יודע כלום. מה זה? That's a Ben Torah? You don't know anything? What do you know? I'm a lamdan. Okay, that's great. Shaila is what you do with your lamdas. You know what I'm saying? If you can't answer simple, simple questions about halakha, how much is your lamdas worth? There's a big Torah out there. Get cracking. Explore. It's endless. Yom Tov.